News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Here we go. A little bit of a, not as hot. I was going to say cooler. It is not cooler. Not as hot of a start on this Tuesday as it was yesterday. 77 at our studios, but heading for high in the mid-90s again. Full details coming up with Dr. Bill's forecast right after we check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department of Fair, state troopers have an accident in Alberta off of County Road 87, just south of County Road 38. Two cars involved, no injuries. Been a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway, coming into the Eastern Shore, and no problems north and southbound lanes of 65 as well. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years experience and guaranteed color matching on your vehicle, it's Bay City Collision, 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and Kelly right now with our headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An update on a recent homicide investigation here in Mobile as an arrest has been made. You'll recall on Sunday, just before 2:45 a.m., police responded to Alta Vista Drive West in reference to one person shot. Officers found a male victim in the front seat of his vehicle suffering from a gunshot wound. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene and had been identified as 37-year-old Brandon White. Here's what's new this morning. On Monday, September 9th, Mobile police say that through their continuous course of their investigation, police can now confirm they now have a suspect in their custody. 30-year-old John Alfred Evans is now charged with murder and shooting into an occupied vehicle. Vaping is on the rise for teenagers, and one Alabama high school is doing something about it. They're trying to change those stats as the school has removed some of the doors from their campus bathroom stalls. You'll recall on Monday, we told you the Centers for Disease Control is investigating more than 450 possible cases of a potentially serious lung disease linked to the use of e-cigarettes. The Wilson High School principal, Gary Horton, tells WAFF-TV that they removed some of the stalls in the boys' bathroom, the stall doors, that is, some 2 weeks after a student was found vaping in the bathroom and passed out. He says students often sneak off to vape every day in the bathroom. According to Principal Horton, the door removals could be temporary while the school figures out a more permanent solution. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best, well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment to purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man arrested for a deadly shooting over the weekend will be back in court tomorrow to enter a plea. Lyndon Hunter is charged with murder and possession of an altered firearm. On Monday, a judge set his bond at $160,000 for both charges. Police say Hunter shot and killed Jonathan Einhellig Saturday morning at Knollwood Apartments. We expect to learn more about a cold case arrest in Santa Rosa County. A Milton man accused of killing his roommate back in 2015 is in jail this morning. John Palmer was arrested Monday and charged with first-degree murder. Police believe he killed Stephen Rice Jr. Officers found Rice's body in 2015. He was shot in the head. Palmer was an initial suspect in the case, but charges were never filed. A ferry boat company is making it difficult for survivors of Hurricane Dorian to leave the Bahamas. Around 130 passengers were forced off the boat, confused about what documents they needed to travel to the U.S. U.S. Customs officials say while a visa is required to enter the U.S. by boat, discretion can be applied in a humanitarian crisis such as Dorian. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hello, I'm Van, president of Century Bank. Since 1903, our foundation has been built on listening to each customer's needs and providing them with the best banking experience in the industry through personal relationships. We invite you to visit Century Bank today and experience the friendly attitude of our employees as they serve your financial needs with sincere pride. After all, at Century Bank, we take banking personally.
How can you be sure that your current coffee provider doesn't support a $6 toll on the proposed I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Wallace Tunnel? You can be sure if you buy your coffee from Wayne Biggs, owner of Azalea Coffee Service. He's against those tolls, and he provides coffee and tea and all kinds of break room stuff. Let him know in Montgomery, Washington, and at that secretive hedge fund that we're not going to take it. Get your coffee from Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 today.
This is Wayne Biggs of Azalea Coffee Service, and I approve this message.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Bonbon. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
The Saints win an instant classic on Monday Night Football. A former Alabama running back has a great NFL debut, and the Atlanta Braves are running away with the NL East. It's a quarter after 6 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NFL last night, the New Orleans Saints and Houston Texans played the most entertaining game of the week, probably the year. It's only week one already.
Wow.
And the Saints came out on top 30-28 thanks to Saints kicker Will Lutz.
Will Lutz, spot and holder down. The kick is up. It's good! It's good! 58 yards, Will Lutz with the game winner! Saints win it! 30-28.
That call comes from WWL 870 in New Orleans. The 58-yarder was a career high for Lutz, but was also the longest field goal in the final 10 seconds of a season-opening game. since the 1970 NFL-AFL merger.
Okay, wait a second. So, I mean, it gets pretty specific there that it's the longest kick in the last 10 seconds. That's going to be one of the longer kicks ever.
Right? Yeah, the record, I think it's been moved up to 64. It was 61 for the longest time. Might still be 61. I might have just dreamed that someone kicked a 64-yard field goal. But yeah, 58 yards, that's a big-time kick. And like I said, that's Will Lutz's longest of his career. He actually missed one about 3 yards shorter than that right before halftime. But Drew Brees put him in position to make
that's
the kick and the win.
Kick,
but that wasn't the craziest thing in the final minute. Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson, he played injured most of the night after flipping into the end zone in the second quarter and landing on his back. He still nearly led Houston to the win. Saints went up 27-21 with 50 seconds to play on a 47-yarder from Will Lutz. It then took Watson two plays to retake the lead with a 38-yard dime to DeAndre Hopkins, followed by a 37-yard touchdown pass to Kenny Still.
Here comes pressure off the edge. It's Von Bell. He gets rid of it. Down.
He did it. He did it. Kenny Stills. Welcome to the Texans. What drama in New Orleans. Deshaun Watson.
The Saints got the ball back with 37 seconds and one timeout remaining. That's when Drew Brees got to work. He's heading to the Hall of Fame for a reason. Hit a 15-yard pass to Ted Ginn Jr., an 11-yard pass to Michael Thomas, and then a 9-yard pass to Ginn that set Lutz up for that field goal that we heard earlier.
I think we felt like we knew exactly what we needed to do in order to give ourselves a chance to win. And big completion to Ted Ginn, clock it. Big completion to Mike, clock it. And then get up there and assess what they're doing. And I have the ability to get us into whatever play we need to get into that is going to put us in a position to win that game.
Brees finished the night with 370 yards passing, two touchdowns, and one interception, and the Saints picked up their first season-opening win in 5 years. In the second game of the Week 1 Monday Night Football doubleheader, the Oakland Raiders beat the Denver Broncos 24-16. Raiders rookie running back and former Alabama player Josh Jacobs ran in two touchdowns with 85 yards rushing. He also caught one pass for 28 yards in his first professional game. Here's his second touchdown of the night, a 4-yard run that put Oakland up 20-6.
Keeps on the ground. Finds it down towards the goal line for the touchdown, Raiders.
Raiders quarterback Derek Carr completed 22 of 26 passes for 259 yards. 2 days after Oakland released disgruntled wide receiver Antonio Brown, Carr's top target was Tyrell Williams, who had 105 yards receiving and a touchdown on 6 catches. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Atlanta Braves beat the Philadelphia Phillies 7-2. Mike Foltynewicz allowed only one earned run on 3 hits in 7 innings, and Josh Donaldson and Ronald Acuna both hit home runs in the win. Mets rookie Pete Alonso retook the Major League lead with his 46th and 47th home runs, and the Mets defeated Arizona 3-1. Milwaukee beat Miami 8-3. The Chicago Cubs beat San Diego 10-2. And Pittsburgh rallied with 4 runs in the 9th to beat San Francisco 6-4. In the American League, the New York Yankees shut out Boston 5-0, eliminating the Red Sox from the AL East race. Red Sox had won the division the last 3 seasons in a row. The Houston Astros hit a Major League record 6 home runs in the first 2 innings and crushed the Oakland A's 15-0. And Cleveland beat the LA Angels 6-2. It's 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, a clear state troopers working an accident in Alberta at County Road 87, just south of County Road 38. That's two cars involved there. It's been a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Looks good all the way out towards Grand Bay Wilma Road. The South Alabama Jaguars will host Memphis Tigers this Saturday at 2:30 at Land People Stadium. You can purchase your tickets online at usajaguars.com. Call 4611-USA. Jags versus Memphis Saturday at 2:30. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 621 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Waiting for Dr. Bill about 15 minutes from right now with a full look into our work week weather, the weekend ahead, and yeah, the tropics on his list. We'll get to that coming up. Right now, we'll check headlines with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says he did not threaten to fire employees at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, also known as NOAA. That's a federal agency which oversees the National Weather Service. Last week, as Hurricane Dorian was on the move in the Bahamas and headed toward the Florida coast, President Trump claimed that Hurricane Dorian was headed toward Alabama as well. The NWS Birmingham office, though, refuted that claim. And according to the New York Times, Ross threatened last week to fire political staff at NOAA after the Birmingham office tweeted that Dorian would have no impact to Alabama just minutes after President Trump tweeted that it would. Then on Friday, NOAA sent an unattributed statement to the media backing up Mr. Trump's claims. And now we're hearing from meteorologist James Spann of ABC 3340 in Birmingham, saying the Birmingham NWS office was, quote, spot on and accurate and was, quote, thrown under the bus. Meantime, the Commerce Department says, quote, Secretary Ross did not threaten to fire any NOAA staff over forecasting and public statements about Hurricane Dorian. There are some Democratic lawmakers who are calling for Ross to resign. If you have 10 minutes, Alabama State public education officials, they want to hear from you. There's a new survey called Take 10, because it takes 10 minutes, and it wants your input to help shape the state's next strategic plan for K-12 public education. Alabama's current plan, which was created back in 2012, will be out of date by next year. In this new survey, participants are asked to rate 22 different areas, from not important to very important, from social media ethics to access to fine arts to recruiting and retaining effective teachers, all that included on this one survey. There's also an area for you to share your thoughts on improvements that you'd like to see and why. The survey is open now until October 10th and is circulating online. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 623 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Yeah, getting a text here. People say, did you hear about State Senator Chris Elliott being removed from the A-Trip 2 committee?
Yeah, did you hear about that?
I might have. Well before the TV stations got it, State Senator Chris Elliott called into Midday Mobile yesterday in the first hour of the show to talk about that letter. The letter that told him he was not on the A-Trip 2 committee anymore had been removed. He had this to say. And then you got a letter today from the governor that said what?
Well, it informed me that her appointment to the A-Trip 2 committee was rescinded, and that she was appointing Senator Figures in my stead. And you said we got this letter. This was a letter that I had to request because the first I heard of it was through an online blog that Bill Britt runs. You know, your friend Bill Britt.
Oh yeah, my pal.
So apparently he got it before I did.
Wait a second. You didn't get the letter first?
No.
So the letter that was two long sentences, three long sentences here, telling you were off that off the A-Trip 2, went out to media first, and then you had to request it.
Well, I think it just went straight to Bill Britt, to be honest with you. I think probably tells you a little bit about that relationship, but that's where it went first. And then I checked with my office to see if they'd received anything, and they said they had just gotten it, but found out from from an online blog first.
And maybe you can translate the last part of this, where the governor wishes you success in your future endeavors.
Sean, I think probably only a hand gesture will probably do for that one.
All right. So a little bit from yesterday, went on to talk about why he was removed as well, and State Senator Chris Elliott said this.
There is no doubt in my mind, and okay. I think that any of your listeners or anybody who's reading about this can tell that's what this is. And listen, it's politics, okay? I'm a big boy. I've got no problem with that. And if that's the way that they want to play, then that's okay. That's their prerogative. Unfortunately, that doesn't move the ball down the field. You know, the governor's office has said time and time again that this is a critical infrastructure need for coastal Alabama and for Alabama as a whole to remain, to remain competitive globally. For Alabama businesses, this is a critical infrastructure need. And unfortunately, this action today, it doesn't coincide with what the words, you know, that they've been saying. It doesn't work. It is disappointing, but it's something that we'll live with. It's probably something that Coastal Alabama will live with for some time, and we better get ready for it.
All right, so more of that full interview, about 30 minutes worth of discussion. It's up on our podcast page, fmtalk1065.com. And just go to the podcast tab, or if you subscribe at iTunes or Stitcher, you've already got it there at your phone, or TuneIn Radio or Spotify, you can get the podcast right there. Go back. It's hour number one of Midday Mobile from yesterday.
Yeah, a bunch of different ways to get it. Also, I made it easier for you. It's on the very front page of our website right now, fmtalk1065.com. The top story right now is about Senator Elliott being removed from that committee, and right there in the story, I've got the link to the podcast.
All right, you can check that out. So much going on the website, fmtalk1065.com. Online opinion poll questions, show schedules, and like Dalton said, three big things, top stories of the day. You can check them out right there, fmtalk1065.com. Check in with News 5, and then Dr. Bill joins us to talk about the forecast and a look at the very busy tropics.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An autopsy will be performed on a man who died after exchanging gunfire with police and jumping from a balcony. It happened early Monday morning after Gulf Shores police attempted to pull over Russell Mallett in a traffic stop. It ended at Ocean House Condos on West Beach Boulevard, where Mallett ran to. Police say he struggled with an officer, took his gun, and began firing. He then ran to the 8th or 9th floor and either jumped or fell from the building. Two men charged in the death of a motorcyclist will be in court today. Prosecutors are expected to enter their evidence against Maurice Powell and Marlon Mendenhall during a preliminary hearing. Back in June, authorities say the two men killed 20-year-old Tim Fletcher on Highway 162 in Wilcox County. The FDA is putting e-cigarette manufacturer Juul on blast, claiming the company illegally markets their products. In a warning letter issued yesterday, the FDA said Juul advertised their products as being safer than they really are. Agencies in Baldwin County have been proactive about trying to curb the teen vaping epidemic. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Talking with Ruth Lichtenfeld from Taylor Martino, and I've heard y'all are representing women who've had a certain kind of breast implant. Why? And what implant?
Thank you. Yes, we are representing patients who have breast implant-associated anaplastic large cell lymphoma, which is called primarily by a certain type of breast implant made by Allergan, the Allergan BioCell textured breast implant. It's particularly offensive to the immune system and can cause this type of cancer.
All right, so if somebody has had a breast implant, they can get more information on what kind they've had and reach out to you as well.
Yes, that's exactly right. They should find out what kind of breast implant they have by looking at their product identification card or getting that information from their surgeon. And also, we have a web page devoted to this particular issue. It's the BioCellBreastImplant.com webpage, or they could call me at Taylor Martino, 433-3131.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
You know, the other side, I don't think they're big believers, and not big believers in religion, that I can tell you.
President Trump in North Carolina last evening trying to rally evangelical support in today's special congressional election to fill a long vacant seat. Polling shows the Democrat and the Republican locked in a tight race in a usually straight Republican district. The ninth voting is now underway. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has succeeded in suspending Britain's rebellious parliament for 5 weeks, but the showdown between Johnson and Parliament over Brexit came to a head as lawmakers delivered three defeats to the government's plans for leaving the European Union. A truck carrying about 10,000 pounds of dynamite crashed and overturned on Georgia State Route 53 in Dawson County near Silver City, spilling fuel and closing the roadway this morning. The local sheriff says the truck was involved in a crash with at least three other vehicles. Minor injuries have been reported. Stock futures are showing light losses this morning in pre-market trading. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Moody's has cut Ford's bond rating to junk status, reflecting considerable operating and market challenges facing Ford. The ratings agency says weak earnings and cash generation are likely while Ford carries out its restructuring plan. That plan is expected to extend for several years with $11 billion in charges and a cash cost of about $7 billion. Moody's says Ford's weak performance was driven by operating inefficiencies in almost all of its major markets, as well as by losses in China. Financial markets have become so enthralled with President Trump's tweets that J.P. Morgan has created an index to help identify how much volatility they're creating. Strategists at the bank say they've created the index by measuring which of Trump's tweets triggered big movements in yields for treasuries, one of the most widely followed markets in the world. Crude oil up 23 cents at $58.08 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are modestly lower after stocks closed mixed yesterday. And that's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so not as hot as it was yesterday morning, but still it's 78 as we get started on this Tuesday.
That's still plenty warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got up to 95 degrees yesterday, and of course with the humidity, we had a heat index. It was pretty close to 110 during the afternoon hours. But we're in another rather warm day today, at least up to 92, perhaps 93 degrees. And there's a slight chance we could see a thunderstorm develop this afternoon. But again, just a slight chance. Tonight, we'll clear off, be mostly clear, about 72 degrees for tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, it looks like some dry weather, but not humidity. Just the sense of we won't see any thunderstorm activity tomorrow. Should be sunny and up around 95 degrees. And the same thing for Thursday, sunny at about 95. So after today, we'll back up into the mid-90s. Looking way ahead now to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, mostly sunny. Slight chance of a thunderstorm, but we're going to be in the mid-90s. Then over the weekend, a tropical wave will be crossing the Florida Peninsula on Friday, and then move out into the Gulf for Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday, a mostly cloudy day with a good chance for some shower and thunderstorm activity. That will lower the temperature a little bit. It'll be in the low 90s. And then Sunday will be the best coverage of showers and thunderstorms, and highs will be in the upper 80s. That tropical wave, we'll be watch it very closely. Conditions right now does not appear that it'll be favorable for it to develop into a tropical storm. But things could change. We'll continue to watch it. But it will be a rain producer along the Gulf Coast for Saturday and Sunday.
All right. Elsewhere in the tropics, what are you watching?
Well, we've got another disturbance, a tropical wave that's just north of Puerto Rico. We also have one about halfway between the Caribbean islands and the coast of Africa, and another tropical wave now coming off the African continent. So there is sort of a parade of tropical waves. The one that is out halfway between Africa and the Caribbean has some potential for developing over the next few days.
You know, this is the peak of hurricane season coming up very soon, but you've said some years you get a lot more activity in the second half, some years it's the first half, but there's a chance of having a busy October.
Yeah, it looks that way, that at least into the first half of October, we may see some above-normal activity. Statistically, it starts to slowly taper off as we get into October. But sometimes we have a very active first half, sometimes an active second half of the season. A lot of it has to do with the increase and decrease of the El Nino effect of water out on the Pacific Ocean. But right now it looks like we'll be watching a lot of activity here for the next several weeks.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate you watching it for us, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. By the way, Farmer's Almanac says cold winter.
It does.
By the way, I think they're going to come on the midday show this week. They emailed me yesterday, Farmer's Almanac people, because we did a good job. We kept the embargo. We didn't break the news.
That's our reward.
Yeah, it's our reward for the Farmer's Almanac people, because they sent us the Farmer's Almanac early, and they said, hey, let's see. And they said, what is it? The winter 2019-2020. For us, they said nice.
Mm-hmm.
Texas, pleasant.
Yeah.
Rest of the Southeast, mild with soakers.
Right.
The eastern Appalachians, West Virginia down through the Carolinas, wintry,
yeah,
wet and wild in the Northeast.
I think wintry mix is probably my favorite winter term. It just sounds like a mixtape to me. Like someone went out and put some Mariah Carey on and, you know, wintry mix.
That's what I'd do if I was like one of those DJ guys and did something up in the North. Hey, it's wintry mix. Friday nights. Yeah. Call in. What's your favorite? Let it snow. A parade of snowstorms in the upper Midwest. So we're looking at all this stuff from the old Farmer's Almanac, but they embargoed it. Mm-hmm. They sent it, and they said, can't release it until this week, so we behaved. Now they're going to be on the show. I think it's going to be fun. I had never had the people from the old Farmer's Almanac on the air before.
Do you think we can will this winter to come a little earlier
tomorrow?
Keep talking about how cold it'll be?
If that worked, man, I'll go on a nonstop bender talking about it. Hey, also, Dr. Bill was talking about marine conditions. You're talking about that low coming across the Gulf this weekend, which reminded me of the bad weather we had over the Labor Day weekend that was going to be the last of snapper fishing. But we didn't reach a quota because it was crazy rough. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember looking at it each day of the holiday, and I went, hey, kids, we're going to stay on shore this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going out. Well, Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources will add three more days to the private angler recreational season for red snapper in October. Additional days begin 12:01 a.m. Friday, October 4th, and run through midnight Sunday, October 6th. So that's where you'll get your three more days of fishing, and God willing, we'll have some nice weather out there. You'll be able to get out there and get after them. So conceivably, snapper season, even though it's broken up in different pieces, we were fishing in June, July, August, mm-hmm.
And I guess it was open for September, even though we didn't go September 1st, and now October.
Now that I'm on the email list, when they say that they've added, I always hear Lee Corso saying, not so fast, my friend. Three more days of snapper fishing.
That's it. So it's coming up. Hopefully that works out for us Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 4th, 5th, and 6th. We'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, I'm looking for something nice for the missus, and I've got $1,085 to spend.
That's a pretty precise number, should I ask?
Ron, it seems like this could only happen to me. A few months ago, I won $100. I put it in the truck console, figured I'd surprise the missus with dinner out one night. Then I won a little money at the fishing rodeo and a couple other events, and had it stashed all in the truck console.
Okay, that doesn't sound very safe. Why not keep it in the house, dude?
Ron, after I won the first time, I was going to, and I forgot. And then after a couple small prizes, I won $500 and finally realized I had over $800 stashed. I didn't want to try to explain that to the missus, so I just avoided doing anything, and I kept dropping extra cash into the console until she borrowed my truck last week.
Oh, no. What happened, Dave?
She came into the house with a handful of cash and that look in her eye and told me to start talking. I panicked. I told her I'd been saving up to get her something really special. I'm not completely sure she bought it, but here I am.
Only you. Come by the shop. We'll help you out.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street. Find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department now working any accidents. State troopers have a few. Grand Bay Wilmer Road near Highfields Road, an accident without injuries involving a dump truck. Also still on the scene in Alberta at County Road 87, just south of County Road 38. Two cars involved off to the side of the road. For now, the Bayway, the Causeway running smooth with no delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Join members of the Alabama Coastal Foundation for Turtle Fest 2019 at Gulf State Park Pier this Saturday, September 14th from 10 to 2. Turtle Fest is to celebrate sea turtles. These magnificent creatures share our beautiful beaches every summer to lay their eggs. Learn all about the sea turtles of the Gulf Coast and what you can do to help. Wristbands are $3 per person for admission. Learn more about Turtle Fest and share the beach programs at joinacf.org.
You think they would have led with, like, get out of your shell and come to Turtle Fest or something, like, poke your head out and
crawl on over
to see Turtle Fest. Yeah, something like that. I missed an opportunity there. We'll have to talk to the people in the PSA department. 6:43, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A man accused of firing shots at Mobile police officers last month in Mobile at the RV Taylor housing complex has made his first court appearance. Andrew Mitchell is charged with three counts of attempted murder. Investigators say the gun that he was using in a shootout was actually stolen from a Mobile police officer, and he was the second person arrested in this case. Johnny Vail was the first arrest. He is now in federal custody. Police say he had nearly $1,500 of counterfeit cash on him when they arrested him. Mitchell has pleaded not guilty. Both cases are now headed to a grand jury. On the opposite end of the spectrum, Mobile police are continuing to reach out to the community to foster better relationships with our youth and adults. Coffee with a Cop is back in full effect. This brings police officers and the community that they serve together over coffee to discuss issues and learn more about each other. The public is invited to attend. The first is this morning, 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. at the Mobile Police Department 3rd Precinct, which is located on St. Stephen's Road. Coming up on Saturday, September the 14th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at Academy Sports and Outdoors on Airport Boulevard. Then Wednesday, October 2nd, you can meet with police officers from 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. for National Coffee with a Cop Day at Government Plaza. And then next Tuesday, October the 8th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at Gulf Coast Federal Credit Union on Spring Hill Avenue. And Saturday, October 19th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Fresh Market, also on Airport Boulevard, Suite A. Hill & Brooks Coffees and Teas is the beverage sponsor, and breakfast nibbles will be donated by the various Mobile police supporting establishments. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. We'll check more traffic info with Kane coming up in a second. But from the text line, thank you. New accident is I-10 eastbound on the right, right past the DIP exit. As I-10 eastbound, right past the DIP exit. More details coming up with Kane in just a second.
If you love the outdoors along the great Gulf Coast, then don't miss the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo, September 21st and 22nd at the grounds in Mobile. Come out for hunting, fishing, and outdoor products and services. Guest speakers, live music, prize giveaways, and celebrity appearances, including Matt Bradley from The Deadliest Catch and Bubba Thompson of the Cowboy Way, Alabama. They bring the kiddos for a meet and greet and photo ops. Learn how to call turkeys or how to shoot like a pro with the pros during campfire chats. On the fishing side, saltwater, freshwater, rivers, lakes, you name it, during dockside reports, experienced captains and tournament winners will teach you the tricks of the trade. Bass, red snapper, offshore fishing, all a breeze after these captains fill you in on how to reel them in. Good old family fun and entertainment at the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo, September 21st and 22nd at the grounds in Mobile. Weekend pass tickets are just $10 and children under 12 are free. To purchase tickets, find schedule lineups and more, go to gchuntfishexpo.com. That's gchuntfishexpo.com.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man arrested for a deadly shooting over the weekend will be back in court tomorrow to enter a plea. Lyndon Hunter is charged with murder and possession of an altered firearm. On Monday, a judge set his bond at $160,000 for both charges. Police say Hunter shot and killed Jonathan Einhellig Saturday morning at Knollwood Apartments. We expect to learn more about a cold case arrest in Santa Rosa County. A Milton man accused of killing his roommate back in 2015 is in jail this morning. John Palmer was arrested Monday and charged with first-degree murder. Police believe he killed Stephen Rice Jr. Officers found Rice's body in 2015. He was shot in the head. Palmer was an initial suspect in the case, but charges were never filed. A ferry boat company is making it difficult for survivors of Hurricane Dorian to leave the Bahamas. Around 130 passengers were forced off the boat, confused about what documents they needed to travel to the U.S. U.S. Customs officials say while a visa is required to enter the U.S. by boat, discretion can be applied in a humanitarian crisis such as Dorian. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
My name is Dr. Lou Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign. We are part of the Stop the Toll movement, and now we have a question. Why is Mobile's political leadership not joining us in our fight against the tolls? After the Eastern Shore MPO voted to kill the toll plan, Mobile's Mayor Sandy Simpson said,
Governor Ivey asked for more time to find alternatives. Given time, she would have been successful.
So, Mobile's leadership believes that Governor Ivey just needed more time, and why has the city council been AWOL on this issue? This is unacceptable. We all know that Montgomery never wavered from a no-toll, no-bridge approach, even though State Senator Greg Albritton found alternative funds for a scale-back project. Mobile has to step up and oppose ALDOT's tolling plans at the next city council meeting and similarly at the next Mobile MPO meeting in October. Call Mayor Simpson at 251-208-7012 and the City Council at 251-208-7334 and demand that they say no to ALDOT's plans to use tolls in Alabama.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center at Grand Bayouma Road near Highfields Road. They've got an accident without injuries involving a dump truck, also in Alberta, County Road 87, just south of County Road 38. So far, Mobile Police Department are clear as traffic building across the Bayway and the Causeway. Still no major delays from Daphne to Spanish Ford. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has the perfect gift for that unique someone, from independent art to books and clothing and oddity items. See them online at serpentsofbienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The Saints win an instant classic on Monday Night Football. A former Alabama running back has a great NFL debut, and the Atlanta Braves now running away with the NL East. It's 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NFL last night, the New Orleans Saints and Houston Texans played the most entertaining game of Week 1, with the Saints coming out on top 30-28, thanks to Saints kicker Will Lutz.
Will Lutz, spot and holder down, the kick is up. It's good! It's good! 58 yards, Will Lutz with the game winner! Saints win it!
That call comes from WWL 870 in New Orleans. The 58-yarder was a career high for Lutz, and honestly, he could have made it from 63 the way that kick looked. But it was also the longest field goal in the final 10 seconds of a season-opening game since the 1970 NFL-AFL merger. Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson played injured after flipping into the end zone in the second quarter and landing on his back, but he still nearly led Houston to the win. Saints went up 27-21 with 50 seconds to play on a 47-yarder from Lutz. It took Watson two plays to retake the lead with a 38-yard dime to DeAndre Hopkins, followed by a 37-yard touchdown pass to Kenny Stills.
Here comes pressure off the edge. It's Von Bell. He gets rid of it. Downfield. He did it! Kenny Stills, welcome to the Texans. What drama in New Orleans. Deshaun Watson.
The Saints got the ball back with 37 seconds and one timeout remaining, and Drew Brees then got to work with a 15-yard pass to Ted Ginn Jr., an 11-yard pass to Michael Thomas, and a 9-yard pass to Ginn that set Lutz up for the game winner.
I think we felt like we knew exactly what we needed to do in order to give ourselves a chance to win, and big completion to Ted Ginn, clock it, big completion to Mike, clock it, and then get up there and assess what they're doing, and I have the ability to get us into whatever play we need to get into that is going to put us in position to win that game.
Brees finished the night with 370 yards passing, two touchdowns, and one interception, and the Saints picked up their first season opener win in 5 years. In the second game of the week, one Monday Night Football doubleheader, the Oakland Raiders beat the Denver Broncos 24-16. Raiders rookie running back and former Alabama running back Josh Jacobs ran in two touchdowns with 85 yards rushing. He also caught one pass for 28 yards in his first professional game. Here's his second touchdown of the night, a 4-yard run that put Oakland up 20-6.
Keeps it on the ground. Bangs it down towards the goal line for the touchdown.
Raiders quarterback Derek Carr completed 22 of 26 passes for 259 yards. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Atlanta Braves beat the Philadelphia Phillies 7-2. Mike Foltynewicz allowed only one earned run on three hits in seven innings, and Josh Donaldson and Ronald Acuna Jr. both hit home runs in the win. Mets rookie Pete Alonso retook the Major League lead with his 46th and 47th home runs, and the Mets defeated Arizona 3-1. The Chicago Cubs beat San Diego 10-2, and the New York Yankees shut out Boston 5-0, eliminating the Red Sox from the AL East race. Red Sox had won the division the last three seasons in a row. The Houston Astros hit a major league record 6 home runs in the first two innings, and they crushed the Oakland A's 15-0. 6:53 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s.
Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
654 FM Talk 1065. Quick reminder, four vehicles in that accident. Traffic is passed up past DIP, eastbound I-10. Eastbound I-10, your issue right now at DIP.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. Great news. If you love giving back and you love shoe shopping, everyone wins with this one. The United Way of Southwest Alabama Shoe Station, Inc.'s year-long program kicks off on September 20th and will include a $10,000 charitable donation, as well as collection bins in each location where consumers can donate new and gently used shoes to United Way organizations and their communities. All this information is available on Facebook. I saw this post and had to share it with you because you will also have an opportunity to register to win a $10,000 cash prize. So be sure to look for the hashtag LiveUnited, Give United, Every Step, Every Community on Facebook for more information. It's official. Pharmacy chain Fred's has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and will close all of their stores, the company announced this week. Fred says that they expect to continue filling prescriptions at their pharmacies while they pursue selling that segment of their business. Liquidation sales at all locations are starting right now, saying, quote, despite our team's best efforts, we were not able to avoid this outcome. I want to thank all of our employees for their hard work and continued support of the company as we wind down our operations. That quote coming from the CEO of Fred's, Joe Anto. Now, the stores are set to close over the next 2 months. Fred's once operated more than 550 locations in the southeast of the U.S. Stores are closing in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Louisiana, Indiana, Mississippi, the Carolinas, Tennessee, and Texas. The closest location in our area is the Fred's located in Citronelle and the Fred's in Evergreen, Alabama. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
657 FM Talk 1065. Fred's going out of business.
The Fred's? Fred's.
You ever been to a Fred's? See, that's the problem. That's what happened.
What do they sell?
It was everything.
I guess I haven't been.
It was everything. You are the reason Fred's is going out of business because you didn't go.
I'm sorry, Fred.
I've not. Kelly's talking about the last few Fred's in Alabama. We're going to the Fred's in Mississippi. Got a bunch of them. It used to be a bunch of them in Mississippi, in the Mississippi Delta. I'd be up there. There's something to say about, you want to talk about the, and I love the Mississippi Delta, but the lowest common denominator in retail shopping in the world is a Fred's in the Mississippi Delta.
I went to Fred's.com. That might be their problem. They don't even own that domain. It's... Frederickson International.
Some old boy said, I got Freds.com. Y'all come and get it.
Well, we'd rather go out of business and pay you.
657 FM Talk 1065. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way next. Remember, check us out online, FMTalk1065.com.